With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, one of the rotating hosts of the Game Brain podcast. So if you love board games as much as I do or want to get involved with them, go check that out. And I also do The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which has a brand new episode that went up about an hour ago. So please check it out because it takes a lot of time and I really enjoy doing it. And I really hope that you guys can see it and enjoy it and also, you know, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's on YouTube. So go check that out, Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me is a man who he submits himself on a weekly basis to the perils of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and whatever strange singing spin-off shows they have. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, honey.
You're wearing a pizza shirt today, and it's making me so hungry because I haven't had breakfast.
I want a pizza. So bad.
I was just thinking that last night. I really want pizza.
I love pizza.
Pizza's the
best.
I'm
just waddling around, that's for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just packing it on. I made some bread this week, a loaf of bread. I made a loaf of bread. Thank you. And ate almost the whole thing. I would have eaten the whole thing, but it was very crusty and I just had to give myself a breath. Like, my teeth were hurting.
Yeah.
That's how, like, chewy it was, you know? And I was like, God, this is an amazing life.
I made myself some – I made muffins. I made some banana crunch muffins. I mean, I've just been making all sorts of stuff. Chicken stew with, like, Ina Garten's chicken stew, which is basically, like, chicken pot pie, but, like, without the pot pie part on top, but with biscuits instead. It's just been – a lot of indulgences.
Delicious.
So,
yum.
I know. I'm going to add pizza to that list. Anyway, so here is the update. It's Friday. Today we're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New York. And tonight, in case you didn't hear, we're doing a live show. A quote-unquote, air quote live show. Because we were supposed to be in Madison and Oklahoma City this weekend doing live shows. But obviously we can't. So instead, we're doing a live from quarantine extravaganza where we'll be recapping the season premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I have lots of specific opinions and I'm throttling them until tonight, which is really very difficult for me. But we're going to be recapping that. So it's going to start at 6 o'clock. We're going to do like a pre-show on IG Live. And during that time, we will be giving the announcing the details for how you could win your very own Roomba, just like Dolores and Ramona, which is those are the iRobot Roombas that Ronnie and I have. So those details will be coming up in the pre-show tonight at 6 on IG Live. And then at 6:30, we go over to Patreon and we're going to do the live stream of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we'll be basically on the air recapping and you guys can write comments and stuff like that. It's super fun. Much like we're doing right now, this episode is like Crappens on Demand. So that's on Patreon too. So go to patreon.com/watchourcrappens for that. And also,
lots of videos.
Yeah, lots of videos, tons of videos, great content there, like over 100 videos. Also, in case you missed the announcement, we unfortunately have to postpone our May and June live shows. It's now official. I mean, we sort of had to kind of figure it was going to happen, but now it's a fish. So we will let you guys know once we have new dates for that, and your tickets will be honored for those dates, etc. And because we are in the middle of pandemic mania, we've been trying to give some shout outs to some small businesses that our listeners have. So we asked people to write in. Ronnie, do you want to give a shout out?
Sure. First up for today is Duck Brigade. Duck Brigade is a small Denver-based design and web development studio. They specialize in podcast websites and logos. So if you need that stuff done, which I know you do, because one business that is still thriving in all of this is the yapping business that we're in. So if you guys have shit you're talking about, you have a website, you have a podcast you need to get your stuff together for, go over to duckbrigade.com. That's duck, like, you know, little bird, brigade.com.
And, I love that name, out. Duck Brigade. How adorable. Like, you know, a brigade of ducks. Like, that's like probably one of my favorite kind of brigades ever. Would be just, I mean, don't we all just love, like, when there's a duck with the ducklings just like in that little train just walking around? Like, I could just watch ducks walking around in a brigade.
No,
forever.
I hate ducks.
What?
Just kidding. I just was in the mood to be wow. Contradictory. Contrarian. No, ducks. I hate ducks.
Well, here's the one that I'm going to profile right now. Maria Ayala, who is from your neck of the woods, Austin, Texas. She and her boyfriend own Mimi's Cleaning Service, and they use 100% organic cleaning products and do several types of cleaning from basic to deep, residential or commercial. They pay their ladies fair wage, and their mission is to keep Texas tidy. So, you know, cleanliness is really, is top of mind right now. So go check out Mimi's Cleaning Service if you're in Austin.
Ben said that and I started itching. I was like, oh, cleanliness. That's one thing I do not have in my life right now. I have home cleanliness, fairly clean, but oh my God, my body. I'm disgusting. I'm surprised little plumes of dirt aren't coming off of me like pig pen.
I know. I'm realizing I forgot to brush my teeth this morning. I'll be honest. I'm like, that's all I think
forgot.
About.
I was purposely like, fuck you. I actually took off all my clothes to get into the shower. I turned on the shower. And then I was like, I really don't want to do this right now. So I turned off the shower and put on my dirty clothes and just slathered some deodorant on just in case. You know, you never know when someone's going to break that quarantine and be like, hey, I heard your pipes are rusty.
You never know. We actually had to call in a plumber this week because the dishwasher went on the fritz and was like made a puddle. It was like the dishwasher had like an accident, and the plumber came in without a mask, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, first of all, I was like, there's a person in here. And then he didn't even have a mask on. And then today I have to go to the UPS store, so I'm like venturing out into the world for the first time in 5 weeks. And I feel like I'm the mom in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And I'm very, very scared about this entire process.
God, has it been 5 weeks? That's crazy. It
feels like 5 weeks. I don't know. Yesterday, I cried.
You cried? Why'd you cry, babe?
Well, because I was watching the series finale of The Golden Girls. And turns out that it still makes me cry. Like, I had an ugly cry. I was sitting there watching it with Dom. And I was just sitting there eating like a bowl of cereal, and I was doing great. I was like, I've seen this series finale so many times, like not a problem at this point. And then when Dorothy is like, on those cold nights when I'm feeling lonely, I'm going to wrap our friendships around me like a cloth or whatever she says. And I was like, crying in my cereal. So pandemic,
lonely
right?
Lonely night, okay? Like,
it's basically a good transition to this show. It's basically The Golden Girls.
Well, I need a better angle on my teeth here. Okay, there we go. Okay, so everybody, welcome. Dorothy Zbornak has left. Okay, she's left the building. So now it's time to get to Real Housewives of New York City. The score for this show is just so delightful. I mean, the whole episode, I was like, God, I need surround sound. Just like a jam out to the Real Housewives of New York score. Really top of the line stuff, guys.
Yeah, it's... everything is top of the line on this show, every single thing. And by the way, spoiler, I absolutely cannot wait for next week's episode. The scenes for next week look like it's going to be legendary.
There's a vibrator in the chicken.
This is my house, okay? This is my house. There's a vibrator in the chicken. I woke up this morning, so I didn't watch it last night because I was working on the cartoon. And so I woke up this morning and... just like five different people texted me, there's a vibrator in the chicken. Anyway.
Oh, bless this show. God, so we're still on the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting ready for the day, you know, housewives getting ready, seeing everybody plucking and, you know, slacking. And Dorinda's like, oh my God, Sonia, you got glue on your face. And she's like, it dries. That's just how it is. And she's like, but it's on your face. It rolls off. It just rolls off. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just the standard Elmer's glue. You use Elmer's glue for your lashes? I don't know. Spackle. I don't know what it is.
God, you need to now. Lashes are like fucking awnings at restaurants now. It's like, yeah. Geez, the lash trend has got to stop. So many people are just going to walk around with Garfield eyes when this decade is done.
I'm hoping that this pandemic gives like a little bit of like a stylistic reset for certain things, you know?
Like for lashes?
Lashes. Just lashes, I guess.
Well, you know, I will say people are not giving up their lashes, I'll tell you that, because I saw a picture of, I think it was Dorit Kimsley on Instagram or something, and she wasn't wearing lashes, and someone was like, is this no lashes thing the new look? Because I'm not having it. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, hell no, I'm wearing my lashes. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
People have very, very intense thoughts about their lashes. They're like, you can take my guns, you will not take my lashes.
I know, like this. Well, you know, people clinging to their lashes. I'm sure the pandemic will have the opposite effect in that people will actually like brandish their lashes as like the last vestiges of what society was before this all happened. Like, I will wear my lashes until I can wear them in public again.
That is the night the lashes fell off of Georgia.
The people at the state capitol in Michigan protesting for lashes.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so everyone's getting ready and stuff, and Ramona's like, girls, I mean, we're not going to a party, okay? We're going to a vineyard. Why is everyone getting so dressed up? Come on, get that glue off your face, Sonia. Why do you have a roly-poly in your face? Oh, is that more glue? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Look who's talking. You look like you're ready to go to Studio 64.
Which is the Nintendo 64 version of Studio 54. Okay.
That's our Studio 54. We're such dorks. We never would have even gone to Studio 54. We'd have been like, fuck that. We're playing Nintendo 64 all night.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, so Tinsley and Leah are getting dressed. And I don't know. Everybody's just getting ready to go. Ramona's like, well, we're going to go to a winery today. That's it. You know, something beautiful. We're going to look at beautiful grapes. We're going to look at grape tree. What a grapes on trees? I don't even know.
Yeah, she goes, we look at the beautiful, what, beautiful wine trees? What do you call them? Wine trees? I'm like, trees. I think trees works.
Vines.
Vines. Yeah, that's
Vineyard
true, too.
Vines.
Plants. Anyways, so Luann is at the chiropractor, so she won't be able to go to the winery. So I'm just imagining Luann on one of those chiropractor tables just getting her back snapped. Oh, ooh, that hits the spot. Ooh, yeah, and baby.
Everybody knows that she's, like, not
at the chiropractor.
Really at the chiropractor. She's just a total liar. She's just a chiropractor for, like, 16 hours in this episode.
Yeah, the chiropractor literally takes like 5 minutes. So, but she's like, it's like an afternoon thing. So Dorinda keeps saying, I tell you where she is. She's on a boat. She's on a boat. Hey, toot toot. She's on the boat truck. Yeah.
Slipping, slipping. Lou woke up complaining about her room. And the man's like, it's a spider. Came down the water spout.
Yeah, this is Luann's new thing. Well, she did some breakfast cabaret dedicated to the spider. She's like, Ramona, I mean, you have a little bit of a spider issue downstairs, by the way. Because she saw one spider come down while she was brushing her teeth or something. So yeah. The rest of the episode, she's acting as if like she's in like the reboot of Arachnophobia.
Yeah. Oh my God, that movie. So yeah. Then winery, here we go. Let's go to the winery, okay? Sonia gets out and of course has to cover her vag. Like, Sonia will not wear anything that she doesn't have to cover her vag when she's coming out of a car. It's like, geez, you're going to a winery, lady. Like,
yeah, she had a slit all the way up to her crotch. Like, it was like, it looked like we were looking at a teepee, like an inviting teepee. Like, the flap was open, you know?
Yeah. So Ramona's like, whoa, winery lady, what do you people drink? Which is such a great way to ask for a suggestion. What do you people drink? It's wine.
What you people?
what's fresh off the wine tree, okay?
I remember what I used to drink at Studio 73, but I don't know what you guys drink here, okay? At Wolfram's did, okay? I'm sorry. So Leah orders a Merlot, and Dorinda goes, one of us.
Rona's like, but you didn't drink. And Leah's like, well, I'm not like sober. Okay. I'm not sober. The thing is, I'm not an alcoholic. I just don't like what alcohol did to my life. So yeah. I stopped. I was like,
yeah. Listen, I'm not an alcoholic. I just got arrested. And I also had to go, I also went to rehab. And alcohol ruined my life. And I found that if I just recite 12 steps, I'm totally fine. So. But I'm not really an alcoholic.
Yeah, yikes. I wonder if that's like part of questioning to be on this show. Like, how much do you drink?
Yeah.
Okay, are you an alcoholic, yes or no? Like, and then just watch how much they deny it and how guilty that they're going to be about it. Because you have to be kind of like an alcoholic in denial to be on this show, right?
Yeah,
it's basically the whole cast.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're heading to they're at the winery and stuff, and Ramon and Luann texted saying that like she still can't make it to the winery or whatever, and so Dorinda's like, yeah, that's because she's at a house having a grand old time. And because Luann sent an email saying, hey girls, my neck got cracked, but I still have a headache on account of craning my neck out of the way of all those spiders descending on my bed last night. Wow. Doctor told me to take it easy in a non-spider-filled environment. So, you know.
I'm hanging upside down in a spider web like Cheetah Rivera in Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Well, I was...
Sorry, girls.
I was driving over to you guys, and I heard a song on the radio. It turns out I'm not the only one who's been in this terrible situation. It was Gwen Stefani saying, sorry, I'm not at Ramona's home right now. I'm walking through the spider web, so leave a message when I'm done with the chiropractor.
So they're all trying to decide if Luann's lying or not. And Leah's like, I mean, in what world would you invite your alcoholic friend to a winery and then act surprised that she doesn't show up? It's not a riddle, guys.
I know. And then Dorinda, she just still goes for the boat thing, and she goes, she's on that boat, and she starts doing a steering wheel thing. She's like back and forth, like she's driving like truly Mario Kart. She's on that boat, on that boat. I'm like, what sort of boat are you driving, Dorinda?
So she's like, it's 24 hours and we haven't really got any drink, all right? And Leah goes, you know what? I'm not scared of drinking. I'm scared of me when I drink. Yeah. I was like, And Dorinda's like, bring it in. And Ramona goes, okay, this is what we're going to do, okay? We're all going to share something vulnerable, okay? Because sharing something vulnerable is how we get to know each other. And also, it's the only way I'm going to get to cry and make this lunch about how pained I am. And how every time I drive, think of Mario, okay?
Yeah. So Ramona has just this amazing monologue that comes out of nowhere. She goes, so basically, well, I started in a very disruptive household, okay? Like when I was 15, I didn't know what I wanted to happen in my life, okay? So I'd sit and I'd play music on my record player. I'd look out the window, look at the clouds in the sky that would go by. Some days would be sunny, some days would be cloudy, and then it was overcast. You'd be like, whoa, the sky's white. Where are all the clouds? But the whole sky was cloud, one big cloud. I think, where's that cloud going? When's it going to leave? Sometimes there'd be fog, which is like a cloud on the ground. So there'd be a lot of clouds, and I'd say, where am I going in my life? You know what? Years later, I'm driving home from the Hamptons, from my mansion in the Hamptons, to my very expensive apartment in New York City, and I say, whoa, I'm like I'm 16 years old. Where am I going? I don't even know where I'm going in my life. Mommy, mommy, help me. Mommy, mommy, how do I get from my mansion to my penthouse? Mommy.
No, it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm driving around, and I was thinking. I mean, it could be 5 years later. It could be 70 years later. Who knows? Ages, okay? I still don't know where I'm going, right? I was like, okay. And Dorinda's like, Dorinda's like, yeah, you were back there. You were back there? Like when you were looking at the window when you were 16. She's like, yeah, it's back, okay? I don't even know where I'm going with my life. And Dorinda does that thing where she goes, I got chills. Look. Look at them. The chills. Look, I got chills, everyone. Look. Jeez.
You know, nothing is more terrifying than driving on the LIE. I'm telling you, chills. Chills right now. Chills. I'm like, does Ramona know that Siri is not her mommy? She's like, mommy, where am I going? Where am I going, mommy? Where? Where, mommy? Where?
And Leah's like crying or something, which is okay. So then Sonya's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were self-realized. I thought you were avoiding all of that. It's
wow,
crazy, Ramona.
I thought you were in such a state of denial all this time. And meanwhile, by the way, while she's talking about how she's basically adrift in her life and she's been taken back to this dark place of her childhood and like pining for her long dead mother, the music is going mommy, I miss my mommy. My mommy died 12 years ago.
It really was. Like, it's to the point where I want to, like, break out the tap shoes in some parts of it. I'm like, this is so good. This music is so good. So she's like, just, you know what's important in life? Wine trees. Also, I don't want to die alone, okay? And I don't even want to admit it, not even to myself. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's all you're talking about, Ramona. You're admitting it, okay?
Yes.
Over and over again. So Leah's like, so I think what you're thinking is, what's next? She goes, that's it. That's it. Okay, what's next, Mom?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kiss. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So then Tinsley's like, okay, but put yourself in my position. I mean, I don't have a child, and I have that feeling. I mean, I don't know where I'm going, but at least you have something you've done. Like, you've had a baby. I'm alone.
Dorinda is, by the way, glaring at her while this is happening. They don't even focus on her, but there's just like a wide shot. You just see Dorinda just like sneering, like, oh, she's going to try to one-up Ramona right now. She's going to have a baby. Yeah, you miss a baby. Okay, you got to drive a boat. Drive that boat.
And Sonya goes, oh, this is her biggest fear. Like, it's so stupid. And Leah's like, you don't got to check a box. And Dorinda's like, yeah, don't check a box. You know, here's one of my frustrations with you, Tinsley, okay? I was watching the Discovery Channel the other day. I was listening to them. You can get mad at me, all right? But yes, they were talking about icebergs. Okay. They said no matter how big and beautiful icebergs are, they don't have any nutritional value, and they're covered in blue cheese, and frankly, they stink to everybody. So everybody's saying, why do we pretend we like icebergs? No one likes you, wedge salad. Get away from my table. You better back it up, wedge salad.
Listen. Okay, I've gotten off topic. Here, let me just put it this way.
Okay, I was watching Animal Planet, okay? Just hear me out before you get mad. I was watching Animal Planet. I was watching Meerkat Manor, and I was like, look at all those cute meerkats. But they live in holes underground. And actually, the truth is that a lot of times, big animals eat the meerkats. So my point is, you gotta start dating a meerkat, okay?
No one knows you, right, Iceberg that killed Leo DiCaprio? You know what his life feel? I only see the top of the iceberg.
And Sonia goes, yeah, and I didn't even know about the new boyfriend. I mean, you're just so cut off, Tinsley. I'm like, what do you mean you're cut off? She just told you about the new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Didn't she just tell Sonia about the new boyfriend?
I don't know.
You haven't seen each other.
Yeah, didn't she tell Sonia on the season premiere at that, I don't know.
So she's like, well, I've been seeing this guy Bruce, and he's from Chicago, but he's got like 3 kids and 2 exes and the whole thing, and it's like, oh, it's like all they want to do is things with him. And then like we all hang out, and I don't know, I'm not used to being like one of many, like one in an army of people.
An army of people, a duck brigade. She's like, I'm like, you're not like a nameless face in a cubicle in a massive corporation. It's like 6 people. Like people know who you are.
She's getting no attention because she's with somebody with like a big family and stuff. And so Leah's like, well, it's because you're selfish and that's fine. He doesn't know what a hot bitch he has. And Dorinda's like, oh, this is the expert, huh?
Yeah.
This is the expert of it. Yeah, because she talks to Tinsley.
Yeah. Here's the iceberg. Here's the iceberg. And another thing is that I sometimes feel like I have a penguin on my back. Iceberg! Iceberg straight ahead. I speak straight ahead. Global warming is real.
Can someone pour some gorgonzola on this iceberg wedge to make it palatable? I just can't with her, right?
Listen, I was watching QVC the other day. I'm going somewhere with this, and there was a sale, and they sold a table, and the table had 4 legs. That's what you gotta do. You gotta stand on your 4 legs, Pinsley, and get the iceberg off of the salad dressing. You know what I'm saying?
So Tinsley's like, well, we're not in a great place because I don't like being 6th on the totem pole. And Leah goes, oh, yeah, he's just a fuckboy, Tinsley. And Sonny goes, fuckboy? Isn't that good?
Me a good lover?
No.
Leah's like, how do you think that's something good? It doesn't even sound good. I mean, here, look at that guy over there. See, that guy? That guy's a fuckboy. He's got the tight white short shorts on right over there. Yeah, fuckboy.
Ramona's like, okay, Leah, now it's your turn, okay? Tell us something. Yeah. Hopefully not something slutty to like, because listen, if you're into Satan, it's okay. It's fine. Just saying.
Just tell us something that we can hold over your heads for the next few episodes. The tattoos was a great start, okay? So she's like, yeah, so basically when after high school, because I was rebelling so much about being sent to the moving to the mean old streets of Connecticut, I was so furious. I got into drugs and alcohol, and I had to go to rehab after high school. And when I got out of rehab, my parents kicked me out. And Jordan's like, where was home again? Was it an iceberg? Was it an iceberg? It's Connecticut. Yeah. So
I basically have the same backstory as Leah. You know that, right? Like, I've been living on my own since I was 15. My parents threw me in a behavioral health center.
Oh, I thought you voluntarily went to New York. I didn't know you were. I know your
birthday.
I know you were sent to like a Bible camp or something. I didn't know you went to a behavioral.
Yeah, they put me in a behavioral health center. There was like gang members, and my roommate was a gang member, and he had to wear this like little vibrating thing on the back of his ear to help with his rage and stuff. And then, of course, I loved it. Like, I got along with everybody and all the nurses and stuff.
Was he from Connecticut also? It's tough. It's a hard life.
Yeah, he was from the glamorous streets of El Paso, Texas. And then after my parents were like, okay, get out now. Have fun. Have fun, you little demon. And I was like, fine. Fine by me, okay? I'm going to work the bowling alley and Applebee's. Oh, yeah!
Wow.
And I moved in with my drama teacher. So I'm really bonding with Leah right now, okay?
Yeah.
Ben, do you want to share anything that makes you feel vulnerable?
My vulnerability is that, I, when Leah talked about, how she was, dropped off, at a nunnery in upstate New York, it reminded me of when I was a kid and my parents sent me off to sleepaway camp and I didn't want to go. And so I went to the sleepaway camp because my parents literally put me on a bus. But by the way, this is my version compared to your version that just reeks of privilege, and I get that. But this is just how being vulnerable, okay?
Be vulnerable.
No, there's nothing vulnerable about it. It was a great experience. I loved it. And in fact, it was the same sleepaway camp.
You're like the worst person in group therapy. You're like, everything is great.
No, I'm just so
you know,
here.
Actually,
I have vulnerable stories, but I'm trying to think of what a vulnerable story that mixes. I don't have vulnerable stories about being dropped off.
Well, you don't have to be abandoned, for Christ. Everyone doesn't have to have the same story. And anyway, you already told your vulnerable story about crying over Golden Girls last night.
No, there you are.
You've already been vulnerable.
So that was my story, which is that I then met a man of my dreams, and then I had to leave my three roommates. And then before I left, I just like ran back in the door and was like, I love you guys. We're always going to be sisters. And then I did it like three more times, and then credits rolled. No, but the funny thing, though, is actually I realized as I was telling that story, that's the sleepaway camp I went to is the same... I bonded with our friend Sita because we both went to that same sleepaway camp, but we were like in, like I did the July session, she did the August session. We found that out when we met in LA, and that was one of the things that bonded us. And Sita is the one who's best friends with Leah. So it's full circle of upstate privilege.
Oh, wow. There you go. You see, we're both bonding with Leah today.
Yeah.
So Ramona's like, Dorinda, why don't you go next? I'm sure we're all excited to see you drunkenly cry. And Dorinda's like, you know what? Give me another napkin. I've been crying for a month now. I just can't do everything, right? I take care of her, I take care of him. I just take care of everyone. It's me, Mother Teresa, just taking care of everybody.
You know what? I was watching HGTV the other night. I'm going somewhere with this. And they had Lover to list it. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes I look at Blue Stone Manor and I say, I do love it. But I also want to list it. And this is hard for me. It's hard. I don't have a partner who understands these things, you know?
Everyone thinks I'm so strong and the anchor for everyone's boat. I want an anchor for my boat.
And Ramona goes, yeah, you know what? She's talking about a home. She's talking about a home. Because once she says something, she's like, I'm scared. And Ramona gets up. She's like, oh, my little baby, don't be scared. Don't be scared. And she won't even let her talk, you know. So Dorinda's like, you know, I go to bed worried. I wake up worried. I was like, is worried the new word for drunk? Because
maybe don't watch so much Law and Order SVU before you go to sleep. Also, that might help. This year, I wake up in the morning. I'm like, did Mariska Hargitay find the guy? I don't know. I fell asleep midway through it. I'm nervous.
I go to bed, chicken. I wake up, chicken.
Listen, Mariska Hargitay's on a boat somewhere, and you know she's living in life. She's very obsessed with boats this episode, Dorinda. Icebergs.
Dorinda hit a boat, and that was it. There's boats forever now.
She watched something on Discovery about boats in the Arctic, and it's like that's all she can think about. It's like a boat that anchored near an iceberg.
She's like, I'm just not with anybody who can help me, all right? I mean, John knows how to spot clean the spot off a shirt and a bag of Cheetos. That's what John knows. Okay.
And Leah's like, yeah, you know, there's so much pressure on women. Like, your pipes burst in your house. And it's like, well, I guess the woman's going to fix it. She's like, that's right. And so then it goes over to Sonia. And Sonia just is like, oh, sure, girls. I would love to share.
Yeah. She, by the way, has no story top of mind. So she just starts talking, hoping to find a story. Not that I speak from experience. And she just tries to talk her way through it. So she's like, well, you know, I saw Ramona last week and I just lost my shit like Dorinda does every 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And like when a gravy boat goes by and she starts talking about the anchors and everything. So anyway, and then it just like cuts into all these random things. She says something. I don't even know what she says. Something about plaster and wall paint.
Okay, let me read it because I just wrote down her stream of consciousness. So I was cracking up. You get to a point with like Ramona where you say, how did I get here? I mean, all I do is pay bills. I have one foot in a nursing home. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. My Venetian plaster. It's so bad. And then you die and you catch some dick on the way. And there goes daddy with a shotgun. You know those onesies? They're for babies. So, you know, what am I going to do?
What? I just want everyone to realize in this one scene, we had three iconic monologues from three different people. We had Ramona's driving, mommy. We had Dorinda's thing about like, you know, I was watching Discovery Channel, you see an iceberg, and this iceberg looks all beautiful up top. And then we have whatever this was in the same scene, people.
It's so funny. And Dorinda's like, I thought we were expressing our hearts. And Leah goes, I need an oxygen tank.
Oh, I love watching Oxygen. That reminds me, I was watching Oxygen. And yeah, I did. Oh, really, I thought it was Oprah's network, but she owns OWN now, and Oxygen is just about criminals, which I love. So I just go to sleep to it now.
So silly. So Ramona's like, okay, tonight we're going to a rich person's house. Guy, stunning.
Yeah, she's like, you guys are going to go home, and I'm going to go check out the venue for tonight's party, okay? And so Ramona's saying that she, like, her friend, her rich friend, is going to be having a cocktail party, and they're going to be going to his house. And we know the producers do not like this guy because they put up a headline of him that says, Hamptons developer hosting Trump fundraiser in famed mansion. So that was, like, the producer's way of, like, winking at the audience, like, this is the sort of guy we're dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah. Get him, guys. Burn him at the stake. I didn't even read that that's what it said.
Yeah. That was like they could have done them many different headlines, and that they chose that on purpose because they knew.
So Ramona's like, okay, thanks for coming. Okay. Okay. Two syllables. Now, listen, I was just telling my daughter today. I was like, isn't it crazy? I can't believe I'm getting along with the girl with tattoos.
I can't wait to read your book. Oh, wait, I'll never read it because I hear the book is tattooed. Okay, sorry.
I heard the pages got tattoos on them. She's like, it's print. Like, that's how books are.
It's just a dragon tattoo. It's not like, anyway. So, so now it's the afternoon. So like everyone's getting ready for the party tonight, and Tinsley is talking about this guy. I already forgot his name. Is his name David or something like that? Joel. So Tinsley actually went on a date with him, and she's like,
yeah, I mean, he's short. I went on a date with him, and it was sort of like the worst date I've ever been on.
And Leah's like, yeah, didn't he just like take you to like a basketball game and like didn't even feed you? Like, ew.
Yeah. And Tinsley's like, yeah, well, on that date, I found out he was friends with Ramona and dated Bethany, so definitely not my type. And Luann comes home. She's like, girls, I'm home. I guess I'm going to go down to Spider Town and get some lashes on.
Cabaret singer going down to the jungle. Any last words before I get attacked by a black widow?
Hopefully John Goodman's down there with a baseball bat to help me out.
Wow, I just saw the most amazing movie. It was called The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and there was this very gripping scene with that was just me being attacked by a spider in the basement. Never mind.
So Dorinda's like, so Ramona, how was the venue for the party? And Ramona's like, listen, I wasn't even checking out the venue. I had a date, okay? And Dorinda's like, I've never seen a person able to slide in and out of dates so fast. And then we get a montage of Ramona just always saying, like, sorry, I was on a date. It's like, I got to go to the bathroom. Just got back. I was on a date.
like everywhere. She's like, I'm on a date. Like, she's like on an airplane. What happened to Ramona? I thought she was sitting next to me. Sorry, I was on a date in a different cabin, okay?
Do you think she's lying?
No, I actually don't think she's lying. I think that actually they're probably... I don't think she's lying. I think that she does book a lot of dates. I think that there are also probably some things that she thinks are dates and are not dates at all. But I remember that it was actually making me think back to that.
Like, she'll get out of a cab and be like, oh, I just got out off the best date.
Yeah.
This guy asked me to sit in the back seat. He was such a gentleman.
Yeah. He was just uber cute. It was very uber cute. That's why I use the app Uber, because you get uber cute guys that drive you around. It's wonderful. You make connections. It reminded me of when I first like came out of the closet. I was constantly going on dates because I was just the excitement of it all. I was like just dates after dates after dates, and I think I annoyed my friends. Like, sorry, I don't think I did like what Ramona did, which was like just disappear to go out on a date. But I definitely like, you know, you clutter up your schedule with these meaningless, stupid dates. You know, I think you do that when you're like bored or like lonely or just like new to something. And you know, Ramona's still like only a few years out of her divorce, so I think she's single and ready to mingle.
I don't know. It's just sometimes it's like she'll literally walk out of the room for 5 minutes and come back in like I was on a date.
Yeah, like, I think okay, she has a very
you're
liberal,
in demand.
Yeah, she has a very liberal interpretation of what a date is. So this time
she's talking about her date. She's like, oh my God, it's dark. He's person, very sexy, okay? And then she goes,
he also lost 40 pounds recently and kept talking about some bitch. I didn't know what it was, but he seemed very charming, whoever he was. very charming Persian man who lost 40 pounds.
The bitch lost 40 pounds.
So then she goes, she tells, who does she tell? Who is Sonia talking to? I think she's talking to Luann, because Luann comes into the bathroom with Sonia to do her makeup, and Sonia's like, oh, now this could be a faux pas. What's going on here? What are you wearing? Okay. Are you wearing Laura Ashley again?
You're still doing that Laura Ashley, Ralph Lauren thing. We're still doing the dress barn, Luann. I thought you were a cabaret star.
Listen, different areas have different styles, okay? That flower dress does not belong here. It belongs in Nantucket, okay?
Or maybe Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, though, it's funny because at first I was like, oh, her dress seems fine. But then at the party, I was like, yeah, that's not the right dress at all.
So she's like, well, I'm glad I missed the winery. Looks like Sonia was overserved. And we're not even at the party yet.
And Luann is just doing her makeup so furiously. She is so angry. She's angry that she has to keep up this charade that I want to be here at this house when I'm in the better town next door. And so she's in the make, like, dude, she's just like powdering her face so aggressively. Like, in the middle, she's like, I know, look at me, the cabaret star, having to share a mirror with these two nobodies. Ha! Huh, can you believe it? I almost wish a spider would come down and kill me right now.
So they head over to the party, and Dorona, that's their couple name. Dorinda and Ramona are in one car, and they're talking about this guy they're going, the house they're going to. And Ramona's like, whoa, he's a major developer, like huge, huge. He's huge. He's enormous.
Bigger than an iceberg. Is he bigger than an iceberg? He's thinking about icebergs.
Here's the thing about icebergs, okay? They're actually really good developers. You ever buy a house from an iceberg? It's great. Got great basements.
So then Ramona's like, whoa, look at this house over there. That's my friend. I mean, he doesn't know we're friends, but I like to say that we're friends. Yeah, he invented the lights on kids' sneakers. Whoa.
Yeah, because in the other car, Sonia's all mad. She's wasted. She's like, it's like, you know, there's Ramona pulling it out again. She needs to be knocked down a notch. I mean, everywhere she is, this one owns yachts. This one owns planes. And she's like, let's. And then we cut to Ramona, like, that's my friend who invented elephants.
Hey, you know those little things that go on the bottom of your laptops? That way they don't slide around? My friend invented them. It's right over there. Hi, friend. Hi.
You know what? Do you remember how everyone used to drink their water in their hands? They would put their water like that. And the guy would say, I'm so sick of everybody copying their hands. Boom, I'm inventing cups. Now it's rich. That's him. That's not.
Yeah. Hey, remember pins, how dangerous they used to be? And then someone said, someone should make them safer. Yeah, that guy invented safety pins right over there. And it's my friend. Hi, I'm Brian Boy. It's your friend Ramona. Love your pins.
So we get to the mansion, and the only reason Dorinda is not called out for being a drunk ass is because Sonia is like fall down drunk, and Dorinda's just like slight stumble drunk.
Yeah.
Dorinda's like slightly stumbling, and Sonia's like falling down all over everybody. And it doesn't really matter. It's the best party to be wasted at because it is like a crypt. It's like the worst.
It is awful.
The most
yes.
stereotypical old rich white people. Just like. Exactly.
And I also love that the estate was called Sandcastle. Like, what a perfect name for, you know, a real estate developer's mansion. Is like naming it after the most famously, like, temporary structure known to man, a sandcastle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
this money has just, this guy, like, give it 6 months and this guy is going to be broke. We know it, okay? Like, the scandals will come out, the tax evasion shit. This is what always happens.
Yep. And so she's double kissing the designer guy, and she's like, oh, whoa, so beautiful. I love a mirror. Okay, whoa. You don't understand how much I love standing in front of me. It's so crazy. I have one at home too. It's like, she's yeah, Ramona. Everyone has a mirror, Ramona.
Okay. Whoa, is this an area rug? Wow, what a great design choice. As a maven of interior design of houses that are not on highways, I have to say, I love a rug, and it's so nice to see one once in a while, okay?
And so the other girls are driving up, and Luann's like, oh, there's a for sale sign. It's hilarious, because obviously they're just here to market this mansion for this guy, right?
Clearly, a palace of for sale. So so then they get out. Luann gets out of the car with, like, just the deepest sigh you can imagine. The sigh of a cabaret star who's been submitted to spider torture. She's like, Oh, that hurt neck. Really, really still hurting. Anyone want to offer me a better bed tonight? No?
So the man's like, wow, this is pretty fancy. Everybody have their IDs with them. And Sonny's like, well, we're not getting in there. Oh, my gosh. We all have mugshots. All four of us have mugshots.
And then they put them all up there. Great mugshots.
And does she say, we're Roxy, baby? Is that what she says?
I think so.
You know, we're Roxy, baby.
Meaning, like, we're Roxy in the musical Chicago, which I'll soon be starring in. Oh, wait. Just found out there will be some scheduling conflict, so unfortunately I cannot do it right now.
Yeah. So Leah falls out of the car, and I'm like, wow, she's fitting in perfectly.
Yeah.
And then they go in, and Leah's like, oh my god, this is like weird white people. What is this? Where are we?
I feel like I'm back at the nunnery. I mean, it's like Eyes Wide Shut party. I think I'm just gonna be taken into a back room and be made into someone's bitch.
Yeah, so Sonya goes up to the waiter and she's like, I'll have some gin. He's like, no, we don't have that. She's like, we're in a $30 million house and there's no gin.
That's what truly sets her off. And it's also, by the way, exactly correct. You know. And then she's like, she has the best read on it. She's like, well, I want to be at, if I'm going to a party at this house, I want to go to a party at this real house, not this fake house that doesn't have gin.
Yeah. So then Ramona's acting all fancy. She's like, hello, how do you do? Whoa, whoa. Whoa, yes. I'm charmed. Whoa, whoa, I'm sure, whoa. I'm like, she's trying to be all fancy.
And she has a pashmina, and this is after she had shamed Luann for wearing like a little lace, wanting to wear a little lacy sweater, but now she has like a little pashmina around her, you know? And she's like, pleasure to meet you. Formal, formal. Hello, hello, and good day to you. Hello, okay?
Tinsley's like, this is hilarious. Sonia's legit lived like this, and Ramona's the one pretending to live like this now. Like, her pashmina and her how do you do? How do you do, bitch?
And Sonia's like, you're acting very fancy. I like to be down to earth. I like to be down to earth. You're being fancy. And Ramona's like, well, sorry. Sorry, okay? Listen, with Sonia, I have to bring myself down to be how she is, okay? But with my other friends, I have to elevate myself, okay? So what does she want me to do? Hang from the chandelier? I think actually that's exactly what Sonia wants you to do.
Yeah.
She's like already finding a stepladder.
And by the way, it's probably not even hangable from a bowl. It probably just falls down. I don't believe this house. Yeah. So then Ramona's like, Leah, are you chewing gum? And Leah's like, no. hey, Bubble, you chewing gum?
She's like, no. And then she like, Leah did something that no other new housewife has really done, which is that she risked her life for Ramona's approval. She swallowed her gum. And she's like, I swallowed my gum. I just saw those bulging eyes and was like, I just saw the nuns. I had to swallow it.
Yeah. So she goes outside with Tinsley and she's like, I just want to go in the pool and drown myself. Okay. Like, what the hell? So then Sonia is talking to the rich people and she's like, we have a new friend, this Leah girl. I mean, I think she's classy. It's just she doesn't look very classy.
Says Sonia's hair is like like in three different directions, like her bra strap is dangling out, you know. She's like, she's a beauty, but she's just a little rough on the edges. You know what I'm saying? She has a tattoo.
Yeah. So then Tinsley is talking to some guy.
Joe. She's talking to
Joel. Oh, she's talking to Joel. Yeah, yeah. Joel, she's talking to that guy. So he's like, you know, I've got to move because 10 years is just too long for me to live in a house. So she goes, oh, yeah, it's too big, huh? And then Ramona's like, whoa, excuse me, Tinsley, excuse me. And she starts, she like takes Joel away. Mm-hmm. But thank God, because Tinsley's like grossed out, you know. And he's like, she says, I love the dual fireplaces. Whoa, so classy. How do you do? And he's like, I'd lit those both for you, baby.
She's like, whoa, oh my God. First a mirror, then a fireplace. What next? Doors? I can't believe this fancy house. By the way, I looked up this guy. His name is Joe Farrell. And it is Joe. But and I was hoping that I was going to find like the first thing, like here's the real deal about him. He's terrible, but it's just all about It's just all about Ramona. So sorry, everyone. No good scoop. My scoop is that there's no scoop. I looked under the iceberg, and it turns out it was just an ice cube.
So Leah's like, gross. She's like, okay. I mean, the guy has a nice house, but basically men have women flirting and falling all over them when they're short and have no hair, and that's the world we fucking live in.
Yeah, I loved Leah's stink face when she met Joe. Like, Tim's like, this is Joe. And she's like, she like didn't even say hi. She's just like, you are the people that tried to destroy me. Okay. That's what she's looking. That's what her face says.
She's like, you're trash.
Yeah. And so Luann's like, oh, it's so hard to drink, especially when everyone here is drinking at such a stiff party, not a sequin of Giovanni in sight. Oh, I thought Leah was going to be my sober companion, but it turns out I'm just in this on my own, just me and the spiders.
So then Ramona's like, give us a tour, okay? And what does Sonia say? She's like, I've been here a few times too, on my back.
I didn't even hear it. I just
something like that.
Well, they go downstairs. So downstairs is like the big playroom, right? It's like there's a bowling alley and bar and TVs and pool. It's like a casino or something like that. And Sonia's like, oh my god, wow, look at this.
And she tells Joe, oh my gosh, you're so hot right now. I like your magenta pants.
Yeah, he goes, the house made me hotter, right? Yeah, I mean, I might be just blinded by your veneers, but yeah, the house definitely made you hotter.
Yeah. So Dorinda comes down, and she's with Leah. She's like, you know what? I like touring houses. It's tacky. It's very American.
Yeah, it's very like, American.
Says the drunk lady in glitter, like, yeah,
says the lady who has opened up her house to a reality show, like, 6 years in a row, practically. Says the lady who literally organized a trip to a house to tour last season and made Sonia spiral into mania. But that being said, I kind of agree with her. I know what she was... Ultimately, I actually know what she was saying, and I agree with her. I mean, I never really thought about it too much, but like when presented, I was like, it is kind of tacky, actually. Especially this dude with his tacky-ass mansion. This like $39 million mansion that's like has no personality and is this ridiculous downstairs area that is just made for breeding spoiled, awful children who will wind up like terrorizing their boarding schools.
Yeah. So Dorinda makes small talk with Joel and she's like, you know, I like the woodwork and stuff. I have a Stanford White House. And Luann's like, oh my God, are you guys bowling?
I love bowling. Anything to distract me from the spiders, am I right? Okay, just pretend there's 10 dangling spiders at the end of that alley. Strike!
During this, like, since I lived in London for 10 years with an English husband, I'm very sensitive to American things. In London, they don't show you the bowling alley and every loo in the place.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. You know, in London, you know what they also don't do? I'm just thinking about icebergs again. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Also, Dorinda just did a tour of her house for Architectural Digest. Did you know she's in that?
No. But you know what, though? I mean, I think what she's saying is, it's like, it's one thing to open up your house for a magazine or for whatever, like, and some sort of, like, for a cultural exploit. But when you just have like a short douchebag, just walking people around and like pointing at an ATM that says, welcome to your pleasure palace and saying things like, hey, when was the last time you saw a house with this? Am I right? Like, you're just gross. And not even about that it says, welcome to pleasure palace. Like, I don't want to go to someone's house and they say, now, when was the last time you saw someone with a house like that? Okay. I'm like, how about you watch Patti LuPone's videos and get an old timey jukebox and a turban? Then we'll be impressed.
Yeah. So Sonia's like, Ramona goes, okay, girls, it's 10,000 square feet. We got to keep walking. And Sonia goes, oh, so that's where we are now, measuring in feet.
It's where you've always been, unfortunately. You just didn't realize. So then we see there's Joel. Joe's made like, now I'm saying Joel. I keep saying Joel. Joe has made like a half
tricked
pipe.
Ya.
Yeah, I know. There's like this room. I mean, this is a room that might as well just be called like spoiled brat room, like just to make the most awful like, this is the incubator for white kids who will then be using the N-word on Twitter, is this room, right? It's just like there's a half pipe, and then there's like a world-class DJ booth right above the half pipe with speakers that go all over the house. Sick, right? I'm like,
oh, good.
Terrible.
So then Elise comes over, right? Are we at that part?
Yeah,
Ramona's on old swing chair wooing.
Yeah, okay, she's swiveling
so then,
on a
yeah,
chair.
Yeah, Elise's friend,
sexy
Elise,
Kai?
That dark-haired lady comes over and kisses Sonia. Hello. And Dorinda tells us, Elise has been around this group of girls for a long time. She was married to a hedge fund guy or something, just running around like we all were. Girls just making it happen in New York City.
Sisters are doing it for the hedge funds. So then we go back to Ramona, and now she's in like a spa, which is, I approve of this room, but there's basically like hot tubs. She's like, whoa, this would be me. If I were here, it'd be like massage, hot tub. If you ever want to keep me captive, no, just dropping a suggestion. This would be, I'd be a prisoner. Okay. Spa, hot tub, okay?
He's like, want me to keep you captive? So then back with the other girl, Sonia's like, so, Elise, did your husband, like, always make you buy clothes? And she's like, no, he asked me to buy investments.
Yeah, she's like, I'm actually not a big shopper. I was more into investments. She goes, oh, well, my husband would just force me to buy clothes, and I would just get so embarrassed. And Elise's like, well, you were basically his accessory. And she's like, don't say that. Don't say that. Why would you say that? I was not an accessory. I was a partner. You know me. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, please, Sonia, I remember those days. And she's like, I know you. I'm a boss bitch. And she's like, Sonia, okay, you know, you're doing this and you need to do this. And she goes, no, you need to clip, bitch.
Take it back. And Ramona at this point is now like continuing on the tour with Joe, and they like are back in this like playpen room. And Ramona's like, okay, please take me upstairs. There's nothing to see here, okay? Nothing to see here. Can we go faster? I don't know these people, okay? I'm sorry.
And then cut back, Elise is like, well, I'm just saying that I knew you when you brought men to their knees, okay? And Sonia's screaming, I was never a trophy wife! Take it back! And she goes, okay, I take it back. And Sonia points at Jensen and goes, she was a trophy wife!
It was just so perfect and hilarious.
She was. And Tinsley's like, what the hell are you talking about? Stop drinking, Sonia. And she tells us, I met Topher at boarding school and we were the same age. She met her husband when she was a hostess at some restaurant. He was like 100 years old. That is the definition of trophy wife.
And she's right. And like, and so, because when Tinsley said, we were only school sweethearts, Sonia goes, well, that's because it was early years. Like, it was like early years of being trophy wife. And Sonny goes, yeah. I'm not arm candy. I don't even shave my pussy. I don't.
Oh, my God.
So
Dorinda's words of wisdom. She's like, you know what? Sonia is drunk. But I don't think that Elise should be talking about being, you know, being in an accessory to a man, all right? Because it's no one's business to pass judgments on what role we played in our husband or our partner's life. Sizzle, yeah. You slut.
Yeah.
Since when?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you know, just because you see two icebergs floating on through the water together, and one's an iceberg, or maybe one's an ice floe, I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment.
Hey, does anybody have dessert? Tinsley will get on the back for some.
Hey, I'm not going to pass judgment, though. I'm not going to pass judgment.
So then Luann is telling Leah, she's like, well, if anyone had told me I'd be staying at Ramona's house, they wouldn't believe it. I left my gorgeous home to go stay in a room that smells like piss and is filled with spiders.
You see what I do for you guys? You see what I, St. Luann, does for you guys? I mean, it's incredible, really.
And there's also a fridge with tons of booze down there. Don't think I didn't notice.
And also, the bed. The bed frame has very sharp edges, and you have to be careful getting around that. And I'm not always the most nimble person, but I get around it for you guys.
So then people are trying to get some food in Sonia, basically, in the kitchen. Yeah. And she's like, oh, fine, Ramona, just sit with your friends, your rich friends with diamond bracelets. Go ahead, sit with stupid face over there. Hi, no offense. Your face is stupid, ugly. They're like, Sonia.
They're like, stop it. And she's like, you know what? I'm just sick and tired of Ramona treating us like chicken liver. Ramona's like, whoa, it's chopped liver, not chicken liver. That's me saying that, okay? Whatever, I don't want to be anyone's pate, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, when Sonia acts like this, it's really not a big mystery. She's not invited to certain events. That's all I'm saying, okay? Sorry, okay?
Yeah, it's true. And Sonia's like, I got more money in the bank than any of them, you know? And then she just looks at, there's like a young kid at the table, like 20s, and she goes, hey, this guy, I think he wants to have sex with me.
And Ramona's like, how old are you? And she goes, you know what? He doesn't care. You know, he doesn't even care that we're friends with rich people, Ramona. And Leah's like, oh my God, watching Sonia I fuck this guy is the best part of the whole night.
And the guy goes, do you need a drink? And she goes, I just need to see your driver's license and we're good to go.
And then Joe goes, Justin.
I know, this is clearly like Joe's son. Men love my vagina. I got an amazing vagina. Also have a great toaster oven too. Gotta check it out.
No, it's like, hey girls, just was monologuing about spiders and cat piss. How's everything going with you? Sonny's like, how's your pussy? And she goes, let me check. Well, it's still there, girls. Still there.
Lou stole the show. Lou stole the show.
So Lou's like, I think it's time to go. And the kid's like, no, no, don't go. Justin.
Justin, you get back down to your half pipe and enjoy it. But this isn't even our house, Dad. We are playing for the cameras.
So the dragging Sonia out of this house was so funny. And half of them are shit-faced, by the way.
Yes.
Sonia's just the worst. They have to drag her out of here. So good. And Leah's like, oh my God, not only is she entertaining, but she's so embarrassing we had to leave. Love her.
She's like, she was great. And Ramona goes, okay, the party's over. She goes, the party's not over. You're over.
So then some other, she's like trying to get on some guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to get away from her. And she's like, hey. And he's like, who are you? And she goes, who are you? And he says, it doesn't matter. You're very gorgeous. She goes, you are.
He goes,
you're gorgeous.
And he turns away. He's like, thanks. He turns away and he looks at the camera like, oh my God. And also, by the way, I don't know if you heard it, when she goes, who are you? And then she rubs her belly up on his belly and she goes, belly to belly, who are we? She like is like, belly to belly, speak to the belly. So he's like, oh my God, help me, get me out of here. This is embarrassing, and I just called a woman who's not my wife gorgeous. I'm in so much trouble. Please get me out of here. She's wasted.
He's married, Sonia. He has a baby. Oh, who doesn't? You know. So they drag her out of there, and
they open
Dorinda
the door.
Turns around. Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say they open the door, and there's like this gust of wind because Luann opened the door, and there's a gust of wind. And Luann goes, "Oh my God, the wind, the wind!" Like, I just love how overdramatic she is about every single thing.
Then they turn around. They're trying to get Sonia out, so they finally start getting her out the door. And Dorinda turns around and tells someone, "Stay there. You stay there."
Sonia goes, "You're getting between me and my vagina. Stop it. Stop it." And they're like, "Come on, go into the wind. The wind. Oh, there's so much wind. I could have been home. Oh, the wind." So they like end the car, and then we just hear Sonia, just her voice going, "I could have fucked that guy."
So then the next morning, Dorinda goes to Ramona's room. She's like, "You know, Clark, we've got a problem. Luann's left and she's written a pretty out of control text, really. He's really out of control." And she's like, I saw a car pulled out and I saw last night someone stole my car. It's like, whatever. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I thought someone stole my car. You know, it's very dangerous. I thought someone came up and just stole my car in the middle of the night. Whoa, and then they returned it this morning, which is very nice of them. You know, criminals in the Hamptons are really class acts. So Ramona's like, okay, read it slowly and softly, okay? So in an episode of Great Monologues, here's Luann's monologue via text. "Well, thank you for your hospitality, Ramona! This is not the fish room part 2. I live in the town you drive to every day because it's the best, and it's an and I have an amazing home. And I come to you, and what do I get? Share the bathroom with someone I don't even know, or basement filled with spiders and smelly of dog piss. I'm shocked that I'm always the lowest on the totem pole, and I say that as someone who has some Native American heritage. Good night from the lower level.
She goes, I think she just said all this so she could go home. And Durin just like, you know what? Just say I don't want to be down there. I feel lonely. Something. And Durinda reminds us of the issues that Luann always has with the rooms.
Yes, which means we get a montage of Luann being like, I mean, here I am. I just got married 3 weeks ago, and you put me in the basement. In the basement.
Oh, God. So then Ramona calls her, but gets voicemail. And Durinda's like, be careful what you say. Less is more. Say it, regret it, write it, forget it, voicemail it. I don't have a rhyme for that. So good luck.
Iceberg straight ahead. Hey, Lou, it's Ramona. I hope you got home safe, okay? But most importantly, I'm sorry you felt isolated. We only did that because we don't really like you, okay? I'm sorry I wasn't being more aware of how you feel. I just don't really care, okay? And I was more concerned with superficial things like having fun and being with people that I like. And I made you feel separate from everyone, and I'm sorry for that, okay? I never meant to make you feel low on the bottom. Just because you're there doesn't mean you have to feel that way, okay? So you know you're on the totem pole or whatever. I don't know how you say it. Low on the bottom. I don't know how to use my words. It just reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was like, I want to be with all the fun people. Then this woman, Geraldine Smith, said, no, little girl. You can't be with other people. You got to sit in a dirt pile and make moon pies, okay? So to this day, I don't know how to be with other people. So what you're seeing right now is my trauma. Mommy! Mommy! Help me! Help me! Mommy! Mommy!
It's okay. Cloudy outside. Okay. So then Sonia's reading the email to the other girls. It's so funny. You proclaimed you love me, but I know it's not true. Good night from the lower level. And Leah's cracking up. Like, Leah's loving all of this. So they all go downstairs to check out this basement. And it's amazing. They're like, what the hell is wrong with her? So then the phone rings and Ramona's like, shh, hello? Luann? And it's like, to be continued. Next week, there's a vibrator in the chicken.
There's a vibrator in the chicken, dear Liza, dear Liza. Wow. Wow. I mean, the show is just, it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's just one of the best things on TV. It's so good. Uh-oh. Well, thanks, guys, for being here for this Crap Is On Demand and this recap, etc. We'll see you in a few more hours for our big live show for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you don't know how to watch it, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, $5 level, okay? Watch out for spiders, because it's going to be a fun night.
Bye.
Oh, and the pre-show's at 6 o'clock on IG Live.
Hey, bye, guys.
Bye.